Rough Trade is giving away a third of the first 3 months of the Rough Trade Club plus new music membership exclusively to 101 Part-Time Jobs listeners. Become a member of Rough Trade Club New Music and you'll receive the Rough Trade Album of the Month straight to your door every month on an exclusive vinyl pressing with bonus material. Club members have received exclusive pressings of albums from Sufjan Stevens, Sprints, The Last Dinner Party, English Teacher, and Over Mono, just to name a few, this past year alone. Sign up using the promo code CLUB101POD and you'll get Rough Trade's Album of the Month, Camera Obscura's Look to the East, Look to the West, for a third of the usual price. By signing up, you'll be getting Rough Trade's exclusive issue of the album on opaque purple in a gatefold sleeve, plus a bonus CD containing 5 demos. Don't want the album of the month but still want all the benefits? Sign up to the standard tier using CLUB101POD and you'll still get the first month free. You'll also get free shipping on all orders, 10% off at the bar and on secondhand vinyl in store, and exclusive access to sold out Rough Trade events. So don't hang around. Head to roughtrade.com/club and sign up with the code CLUB101POD. That's CLUB101POD and claim money off Rough Trade's Album of the Month today. This offer is for UK residents only. Do you play in bands? I did for the longest time, and I wish that I knew that DistroKid was a thing. I don't even think it existed back then. DistroKid makes music distribution fun and easy with unlimited uploads, and artists keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. 1 million+ artists rely on DistroKid to get their music on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, TikTok, Tidal, Instagram, and all the major streaming services. When you get DistroKid, you can see a DistroKid bank and withdraw your earnings. You get notified when you've earned royalties and you can withdraw via the app. And you can even check your streaming stats on Spotify and Apple. Get 30% off your first year on DistroKid by going to distrokid.com/VIP/101pod. 30% off for your first year. That's not bad. We know it's a tough world out there. Why don't you make it easier for yourself? And to get 30% off that free year as an artist, where you get 100% of your royalties and earnings, go to distrokid.com/VIP/101pod. All right, stay with me. I'll be right back after this.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CANeighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Sad to hear about the death of Ewan McIntosh today. His work in The Office was sublime as Big Keith, Scotch Egg Guy, House DJ, FUBAR wearing Ali G character. He was episode 12 of 101 Part-Time Jobs, and that happened because I saw him on the 177 bus to Thamesmead in Peckham, and I did a double take and plucked up the courage to go and ask him, "Are you Keith from The Office?" I forgot his name in real life. And he said yes. And I said, "I've got this podcast. Do you want to be on it? It's about people working part-time jobs." And he said, "Yeah, go on in." Classic Big Keith style. And we arranged it. I got his number and he came to meet me at Soho Radio, where I took him through to the recording studio there. And he gave me an interview for just a totally unknown podcast. He said yes. And I often think about how a stranger coming up to him saying, "Do you want to be on my podcast that you've never heard of before?" and being up for it. That's good person behavior. You know, that's kind of, and maybe he had nothing going on that week, but he was a character actor and he's done his job, hasn't he? We'll always remember Big Keith. The UK Office will forever stand up in British comedy history. So I want to go back to his episode 12. I hope that this brings some good feeling of a couple of his stories from his life before being in The Office and around that time, and how he was that guy. He was up for coming into town, into Soho, to record for a podcast he'd never heard of before. So here's Ewan McIntosh from 2019.
We're going to I do. I mean, once The Office finished, you know, it wasn't even going to go on air. When you finish filming something, it doesn't go on air for at least another 6 months, maybe more. So, yeah, I mean, no one knew I'd been in a show called The Office. I just went straight back to work.
Like, did you not find yourself telling your mates, be like, oh, you know, I've just done this job and I think it might be pretty good?
Not particularly. I think most of my mates were doing jobs in other little comedy shows on the BBC at the same time, and no one thought The Office was going to be any different to any other show, really. My first job at uni, again, was terrible, was being a barman. But it was being a barman at this horrible nightclub.
Okay.
And it was just, it was always packed. And it was open till like 3. It was like you get in at 10 and work through to like 3 or 4 a.m. And it was always absolutely mobbed. And so I did that for a while. And then I got a job for a charity doing like phoning. We started off doing stuff for Greenpeace. And then we did this job for a charity called Go 10 for Africa. I think that was part of Greenpeace as well. No, it was ActionAid. That was it, ActionAid.
I remember when ActionAid was massive.
Yeah. So they had this idea that their kind of comic relief was they were going to get schools to do a thing called Go 10 for Africa, where on the 10th of October, they would like do 10 different activities at school and get sponsored to do them. And ActionAid thought, this is going to be massive. and we were the phone centre that was phoning around schools asking if we could send them a pack out and get them signed up. And it was all right. It wasn't too bad as far as call centre jobs go.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of call centre jobs. I've never done sales. I think that would be a bit too much. I wrote the foreword to a book about worst jobs in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
You're perfect.
And my one was... And it was a terrible, terrible job, and I didn't last very long at all. And I was a cleaner at a sergeant's mess in the barracks.
A sergeant's mess?
My dad was in the army.
All right.
So we always lived near a barracks. And, after, like, GCSEs, I think my mum decided I needed to get a part-time job. No, I think it was after my A-levels, actually, so I would have been sort of 17. And, I ended up getting this job as a cleaner in the sergeant's mess, and I just absolutely hated it, and I was terrible at it.
And that's the cafe, that's the cafeteria.
No, it's like the living quarters, the toilets, the showers, the area where the TV area, like the whole building. They live there and they work there and they live there. That's where they go, you know, when they're not doing their army stuff. So it was like, cleaning toilets, cleaning showers, hoovering, you know, polishing, and I was terrible at it. And I was really sort of shy back then. And I didn't really speak to anyone on breaks. And after about a week, I went in. And I went to my cupboard to get my cleaning stuff out. And it wasn't there. And I saw someone else with it. And I thought, I guess that doesn't look good. And they went, Jane wants to see you. And I went through and she was like, sorry, you're fired or whatever. So it was pretty poor. My dad was in it sort of he wasn't really a military person. He was in it because he was a teacher and he got paid better to teach in the army than in civilian life. So he always said to me and my brother, he didn't want us to join the army.
Yeah.
It was never an option. And I hated it because I had to do CCF at school, you know, where you have to dress up and be we had to go off for a week in Snowdonia and do all this marching around, and it was just a nightmare. So even from that, I hated it, even with more of a passion.
So there was Ewan McIntosh from April 2019. Thank you, Ewan. Thanks for the laughs. Rest in peace.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.